All right, every Tuesday we get a chance to put things in perspective. I had an opportunity to spend some time with an old professor of mine, Maury Schwartz. It resulted in the book Tuesdays with Maury, which was an account of the last 4 or 5 months of his life just before he died from Lou Gehrig's disease, where we visited every Tuesday and discussed a lot of things that have to do with life. And every Tuesday I try to go back to some of those tapes and pull out some of our conversations and see if we can learn one more thing. And today, just looking back briefly on the notion of being remembered. Here was a guy who was about to die, and it brought to mind how many things people do to try to be remembered. They put their names on buildings, or they endow things, whatever. They want to live on. You know, they really want to live on. And I asked Maury one day if he worried about how he, just about to die, was going to be remembered.
It never even occurred to me. We're all forgotten. 100 years from now, unlikely anybody will remember me.
Do you think that that's a fear that people have?
Oh, yeah. That they will be forgotten as if they never existed.
Right.
That's hard to accept.
No, he's right about that. We're all worried about, well, how will people remember me? Will everybody know me after I'm gone? Will I live on? Should I have children so my legacy will be? And I think people think that they'll be remembered a lot more than in reality they will. Even with family, as Maury pointed out, it doesn't last too long.
It's all ego. Right? I don't know my great-grandfather. I knew my grandfather slightly, but my great-grandfather remembers him. I mean, no one. Ultimately, everything goes. Uh-huh. Everything fades. It goes back to dust. And even memories do. When the people go.
So if we know that even some of our loved ones, a couple generations from now, aren't going to remember us, why is it so important to so many of us that we do things so that we are remembered after we're gone? Well, there's what Maury had to say.
Because our little egos want to go on living. And you could say, yeah, I'm ready to die. Very few people really are. They want to go on. That love impulse is strong. Sure, the Buddhists say that you should be prepared to die at any moment, because life is vulnerable. If you have that attitude, then you will do whatever you want to do without fear. Mm-hmm. But most people are afraid. I think that's one of the reasons why people accumulate so much money and power. It's an illusion, but I think that's what they're doing.
So what's the answer if not to put your name on a building or endow a chair or invent something with your name on it? Well, to sum it up, it was pretty simple in Maury's mind.
Live as fully and deeply as you can in the moment, which doesn't mean you ignore the future or the past. But all you have is right now.
Right.
Whatever you do is right now.
And he's right. So it's right now that counts. Don't be worried about how you're going to be remembered years from now. You're not going to be here to know it anyhow. Worry about right now. Care about the people you should care about right now. Tend to them. Try to live a decent life today. And then tomorrow, and then the next day, which is where we'll see you next. We thank you for joining us in this hour here on The Mitch Albom Show.
Albom!